We left Lord Chaitanya at the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, and all the devotees arrived, and they're chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And Mother Sachi seems very concerned. Her son is always falling on the ground and rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And so she's praying to the Lord, please give me one benediction, that when my son does fall on the ground, that he doesn't suffer any pain. Because he's going to fall on the ground, but don't let him suffer. So while all these people had gathered, so many brahmanas had come from Kanda, from Srikanda, and from Shantipur, and from Navadvip. So then Advaitacharya thought, oh, what a great opportunity I have to make advancement. I have so many wonderful devotees in my home. I can give them, let me give them charity, and because I'm a Brahmin, and I'm a Grihastha, and I'm the host. So he started giving all kinds of charity. Shivasari jatta prabhur vipra bhaktagan prabhu ke bhiksha dite ailashab savakaraman. Since Advaitacharya was giving alms and food to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees headed by Srivas Thakur also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Report. It is the duty of all Grihasthas to invite a sannyasi to their homes if he happens to be in the neighborhood or village. This very system is still current in India. If a sannyasi is in the neighborhood or of a village, he is invited by all householders one after another. As long as the sannyasi remains in a village, he enlightens the inhabitants in spiritual understanding. In other words, a sannyasi has no housing or food problems, even when he travels extensively. Even though Advaitacharya was supplying Mahaprabhu with prasad, the other devotees from Navadvip and Chandipur also desired to offer him prasad. Of course, other places says that he'd only take food from brahmanas. So not only were they householders, they were also brahmanas. Because Srivas Thakur was a Brahmin. All these people that you're going to mention, Srivas and all the different devotees, they were all Brahmanas. Shunishachi Shavakare Karila Minati Nimanira Darashanara Munipavakati. Hearing these proposals made by other devotees of the Lord, Mother Shachi said to the devotees, how many times shall I get the chance to see Nimai again? In other words, what's going to happen here is her Vatsalya Prema is emerging. And all that, so he's been 10 days in Waita's house, and 10 days his mother's been there cooking for him and all the devotees. So now they thought, well, let him come to our house and eat. So Mother Sachi says, oh no, I'm not going to be able to cook for my son. And then she's trying to petition them, well, look, I never see him again. And he starts wandering, please can I cook every day? Toma sabasane have anyatra milan muni abagnira matra edarshan. As far as you are concerned, you can meet Nimai many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting him again? I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home. So he can come to Navadvip and go to Srivas's house, which is right next door to his house. And he can go to Advaita's house in Maya, because Navadvip also has a house. And he can go to everyone's house, Chandrasekhar's house, or Nandanacharya's, all the different devotees, Golavitra, Sridhar. But he can't go to Sachi's house, because it's the law, you can't go back to your home. Yavaracharya grihe nirman nira avastan muni vikshadimu savakari magandan. Mother Sachi appealed to all the devotees to give her this charity. As long as Mahaprabhu stayed in the house with Advaitacharya, only she would supply him food. Shuni bhakta gane kahe kari namaskar mataraji ichase samata sabha. Hearing this appeal from Mother Shachi, all the devotees offered obeisances and said, we all agree to whatever Shachi desires. Matara vyagrata deki prabhura vyagraman bhaktagana ekatrakari balila vachan. When Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, he became a little agitated. He therefore assembled all the devotees and spoke to them. Oma Savara Agyavina Chalilama Vrindavan Yaite Narila Digna Kaila Nirvartan. Mahaprabhu informed them all, without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan. There was some obstacle, however, and I had to return. Yadyapi sahasa ami kariyachi sanyas tarapi tama sabha aite nahiva udhas. Mahaprabhu continued, my dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted the renounced order, I still know that I shall never be indifferent to you. Tomasava nachadhiba yavarami jiva matare tavarami charite nariba. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I be able to give up my mother. So, charibe. So he took sannyas. So sannyas means sannyas. Nyas, the word nyas means to renounce or to give up. And san means like sankirtan, means everything or all or completely give up. So he said, I've taken sannyas rather abruptly, because it was rather abrupt, because he only told one or two friends and then he went to sleep. And early in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, when everyone's still sleeping, he ran away. Everybody woke up and said, well, we'll have kirtan today with Mahaprabhu. And, hey, where's Mahaprabhu? Huh? I don't know. And the rumors were spreading all over Navadvip. He might took sannyas. And then the mother Sachi was running all over Navadvip looking for him. And where's my son? It was very tragic the day he took sannyas. So it was very abrupt. He just left in the dead of night. And the next thing, they didn't see him for 2 months. And when they came, they all came rushing to Shantipur. When they saw Mahaprabhu, they saw him with shaved head, saffron vesh. They were like completely surprised and astounded. So they were a little disturbed. So Mahaprabhu was sensitive to that. He's all right. I took sannyas abruptly, and I disturbed many of you. But now listen, I've given up everything, but I won't give you up. You're my friends. I won't give you up. Nor will I give up my mother. Sanyasira dharma nahi sanyasa karina nija janmastane rahi kutumba lana kutumba varanenava. Kutumba means family. Kutumba. Mahaprabhu continues, after accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyasi to remain at his birthplace encircled by his relatives. Kaya jena e bali nakare yindan se yukti kahajate rahidu idhan. Make some arrangement so that I may not leave you, and at the same time people may not blame me for remaining with my relatives after taking sannyas. After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees headed by Advaitacharya approached Mother Shachi. When they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Shachi, who is the mother of the universe, began to speak. This whole mother and son, Leela, going on over a few days. Sabi mora sukha, tanra ninda haya jari, seha mora dukha. Sukha, dukha. Shachi Mata said, it will be a great happiness for me if Nimai stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness. And I would like it if he would stay in Shantipur. There's only a short distance from Mayapur, 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers. But if by staying so nearby me, people will criticize, hey, he's with his relatives, then that will make me unhappy. I would not want to have that. Purport. It is a great happiness for a mother if her son does not leave home to search for Krishna. Does not. But remains with her. At the same time, if a son does not search for Krishna, but simply remains at home, he is certainly blamed by experienced saintly persons. Certainly blamed. You nonsense. Get out of that house. You're that Bhagavatam lecture we gave the other day. The embrace of the mother's arms is like the Kala Chakra. The mother is always waiting for the Brahmacharya. Come home, son, with wide open arms. Did you hear that class? And if you can't be steady and surrender in the temple, you can always know in the back of your mind. I was talking about doubts and this. That was one of the last two classes. The Brahmacharya always knows in the back of my mind. My mother is waiting at home with wide open arms. Come on home, son. I'll give you plenty of food, plenty of, you know, all kinds of food. You can have the car, money, house, stereo, whatever you want. So when you come, then you come home, and then she will embrace you. And when she wraps her arms around you, that loving embrace of your mother, that makes a circle. And you're in that circle, and that circle is a chakra. And that chakra is a samsara chakra. Any mothers in the audience, they probably curse this guy. But it's true. Such blame certainly causes great unhappiness for a mother. If a real mother wants her son to progress spiritually, she had better allow him to go out searching for Krishna. The mother naturally desires the welfare of a son, but if a mother does not allow her son to go search for Krishna, she is called Ma-ya, Maya. Hey, Ma, Ma. Like in Bengal, they say Ma. Here they say, I don't know what you say, Mata or something. They say Ma. Ma. So Ma-ya. Ma-ya means that which is not. Maya. Looks like real, but it's not real. So it's illusion. That which is not means it looks like it's real, but it's not real, so that it is not what it seems to be. Therefore, it's an illusion. It is not reality. By allowing her son to go as a sannyasi in search for Krishna, Shachimata instructs all mothers of the world. She's teaching all mothers of the world, allow your son to take sannyas, but don't let him go too far away. Shachimata, who they say previously is the mother of the universe, she's Shuni Shachi Jagan Mata Kahite Lagila. Jagan Mata. She's a mother of the universe. Shachi Mata indicates that all sons should become real devotees of Krishna and should not stay at home under the care of an affectionate mother. This is supported by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Guror Nasasyat, Swajano Nasasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Janani Sasasyat. Devam natatsyanna patishta sansyat namocha yadya samupetya mrityam. It's from the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. No one should become a spiritual master. No one should become a relative. No one should become a father. No one should become a mother, a deity, or a husband if that person cannot help his dependents escape from the imminent path of death. The whole Vedic process is meant to save the wandering living entities from the clutches of Maya. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Birth, death, old age, and disease. This means stopping the cycle of birth and death. To stop the cycle of birth and death, one has to understand Krishna. And by acting in Krishna consciousness, we can return back to Godhead. The highest perfection of life is for a mother, father, spiritual master, husband, or any other family member to help others return home back to Godhead. That is the most preferred welfare activity for the benefit of relatives. Although Shachimata was the mother of Nimai Pandit, Mahaprabhu considered all the facts and decided, she considered all the facts and allowed her son to go out and search for Krishna. At the same time, she made some arrangements in order that she might get news of all the activities of Mahaprabhu. So he was... And then she goes on to say, Tateye juki bhala mora mane lai nila chale rahe jari Dwikaryahai. Now this is the arrangement that Mother Shachi made. This consideration is good. In my opinion, if Nimai Nilachale Rahe, if he lives in Nilachale, means Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any of us, and at the same time he can remain aloof as a sannyasi. Thus both purposes are fulfilled. Nilachale Navadvipe Jaina Dwigar Loka Gata Gati Bharta Prabha Nirantar. Since Puri and Navadvipa are intimately related, as if they were two rooms in the same house, people from Navadvipa generally go to Puri, and those in Puri go to Navadvipa. This way, going and coming will help carry news of Chaitanya. In this way, I will be able to get news of him. So, this is her arrangement. Tumi sabha karite para gamana gamana Gangasnane kabu habe tana agaman. All you devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes he may also come to take his bath in the Ganges. Apanara dukasuka tahan nahi gani tanraje sukataha nijasuka mani. I don't care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. Indeed, I accept his happiness as my happiness. So here, from the viewpoint of, we hear the nature of the happiness of Vatsalya Bhava. I don't care for my happiness or unhappiness, but I care for your happiness. So this is Vatsalya Bhava. Now this same mood is contained in Madhurya Bhava, but even more intensified mood. We hear this in Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's some prayers of Srimati Radharani. When she was waiting for Krishna in Nikunj, and Krishna didn't come. He didn't come to meet her for Milan on time. He came next morning, actually. He went with some other sakis and stood Radharani up, is what we say in English. He stood her up. He didn't meet with her. Milan Bhanga. He broke his appointment. So, Radharani, when she met again with Krishna, she said, I don't care for my own happiness. I only care for your happiness. But if you find happiness in making me unhappy, then that unhappiness I experience, I will consider it to be my greatest happiness. But this is even more intense. It's the same thing. It's more Mother Shashi, she's saying, Nimai, I don't care about my happiness or unhappiness. I only care about your happiness. And then she stops. So Radharani, Srimati Radharani, takes this one step further. She says, I don't care about my happiness or unhappiness. I don't care about my happiness or distress. I only care about your happiness. That's okay. Now you go to the level of Madhurya Bhava. How much more intense this? She says, however, if you find happiness in making me unhappy, if seeing me unhappy and breaking my heart and seeing me sad, if that makes you happy, then fine. I accept that as my greatest source of happiness. So this is an extraordinary, the mood of Srimati Radharani. Not only does she, it's one thing to care for the happiness of another person, not care about your own happiness, but just think that if another person, he finds happiness in torturing you, or making you unhappy, and you say, oh great, you know, I'm really suffering. You're really making me suffer, and you're really making me unhappy, and really making me sad, but I see that you're enjoying it, like some type of sadist or something. You know, I see you're enjoying it. Anyway, if it makes you happy to pound me in the ground and give me a black eye and break my nose, great. You know, make me, if that makes you happy, then great. Make me so unhappy. So this is the mood of Srimati Radharani. After hearing Sachimata, all the devotees offered her prayers and assured her that her order, like a Vedic injunction, could not be violated. Bhaktagana Prabhuage, Asiya Kahila, Shuniya Prabhuramane, Ananda Hayila. All the devotees informed Chaitanya of Sachimata's decision. Hearing it, the Lord became very pleased. Navadvipa Vasyadi Jatta Bhaktagan Sabare Sammanakari Balila Vachan. Mahaprabhu offered respects to all the devotees present from Navadvipa and other towns, speaking to them as follows. Tumi Sabalokamara Parama Bhandava Ebiksha Magon More Deha Tumi Sava. My dear friends, you are all my intimate friends. Now I am begging, Bhikshu, I am begging a favor of you. Please grant me this request. Mahaprabhu requested them all to return home and begin chanting the name congregationally. Gare Janakara Sada Krishna Sankirtan Krishna Nama Krishna Kata Krishna Aradan Aradan Radana. Krishna Aradana. He said, go to your gar, go to your house and guard me. Gare Janakara Sada Krishna Sada Krishna Sankirtan. Always engage in Krishna Sankirtan. Bum 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 bum. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare. Oh, those guys, the Hare Krishnas, are down there making noise again. You know, your neighbors, you're in your apartment, and ching, 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 ching. These guys, came into this apartment building to get quiet. No, they've got Hare Krishna for neighbors. Ching, ching, ching. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Isn't it? Even in India. Then, Krishnanam, Krishna Kata, Krishna Aradana. Worship Krishna. Talk about Krishna and discuss his glories, purport. The Hare Krishna movement is very nicely explained by Mahaprabhu in this verse. It is not that everyone has to take sannyas like Mahaprabhu. took our kshatriya. Strong man. It's a very strong guy. So Prabhupada is saying that Lord Chaitanya is describing the Hare Krishna movement in this verse. Everyone can execute the cult of Krishna consciousness at home, as ordered by the Lord. So here the Lord is talking about congregational preaching. He says, everyone, you go home. He says, everyone was there in Shantipur, and most of them were Grihasthas. Most of the followers of Lord Chaitanya were Grihasthas. Especially Navadvipa, Srivas Thakur, Nandanacharya, all of them were married. He himself was married. He had two wives. One died of a snake bite and then married again. So most all of his associates were. So he said, now you've come here. It's very nice to see all of you. And I'll be nearby in Puri so we can maintain our friendship for the rest of our lives. But now, of course, I've taken sannyas. But you go home and you engage in Krishna Nam and Krishna Radhana and Krishna Katha. So this is means Krishna consciousness is easily practiced at home. Whoever cares for the Krishna consciousness movement can install deities at home and under superior guidance worship the deity regularly. Superior guidance means guru or siksha guru, someone, superior guidance. Chanting the Maha Mantra and discussing Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. We are actually teaching in our classes how to go about this. At least Prabhupada was. We are teaching in our classes how to go about this, how to set up your home as a temple. One who feels that he's not ready yet to live in a temple or undergo the strict regulative principles in the temple, especially householders who live with wife and children, can start a center at home by installing the deity, worshipping the Lord morning and evening, chanting Hare Krishna, discussing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone can do this at home without difficulty. And Mahaprabhu requested the devotees present there to do so. So if you do like this, you're actually following directly the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Have a deity in your home. Prabhupada would generally ask Grihasthas to have deities of Gaurani time, because we do so many offenses and, you know, things like that. But Gaurani time are very kind, and they don't accept offenses. So if we worship them, they'll just give us blessings, because Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna anyway. Or you can, if you don't want a Gaurani time, you can just get one deity of Mahaprabhu, very intimate, very high worship. And you can worship Mahaprabhu with the mood that he is actually Radha and Krishna in one form, in a form of mercy. And then after worshipping for a few years Mahaprabhu, then you could install Radha and Krishna. All the Gaudiya Math temples, you always see Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. It's a little bit of a more intimate and higher tattva than Gaurani Thai. It is and it isn't. Depends on your angle of vision. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati only installed Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. When Prabhupada, following his Guru Maharaj, began his preaching in Jhansi, he also installed Mahaprabhu. And the deity of Mahaprabhu is in Mathura, in Keshwaji Gaudiya Math, because he left it there. And then Prabhupada installed Mahaprabhu in Calcutta, and then Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. But the rest of the world he installed Gaudiya time. Because Mahaprabhu is completely in the mood of Radha and Krishna, and by worshipping Mahaprabhu, you get eternal service at the lotus feet of Radha Govinda. But Gaurani Thai is in the mood of Jagai and Madhai. So when Prabhupada went to the West, he saw that people are of a very low nature. And this is our idea, but it's a fact, of course. Much lower nature than the people of India, much lower adhikar. So he installed Gaurani Thai because Nityananda is very merciful, more merciful than Mahaprabhu. Because when Mahaprabhu is by himself, sometimes he takes his chakra out. He wants to kill Jagai and Madhai. But Lord Nityananda said, stop, don't. Kill their demoniac mentality. Cut their mentality. Accept them as your own. So under the inducement of Nityananda, then Mahaprabhu accepted them. So Nityananda's mercy has to lead the way. So Prabhupada brought Nityananda to the West to give mercy to the very fallen people. But we see now some of our God brothers are starting temples and they're installing deities in Mahaprabhu. For example, Shivaram Maharaj just opened a big temple in Hungary. Radha Krishna deities and Mahaprabhu and Govardhan Srila. Very intimate worship. Prabhupada never installed any Govardhan Srilas in any temple. So he has Mahaprabhu. This is very much Gaudiya Math, actually. Gaudiya Math style. But that means it's a very higher tattva. But so back to the point of Grihasthas having deities, you could have Gaurani Thai in your home, or you could have Mahaprabhu. Depends on your guru. Everything should be sanctioned by your guru. Like you say, I'm considering getting deities, Gaurani Thai or Mahaprabhu. Could I worship Mahaprabhu? And then you could ask him. So in the devotees, Mahaprabhu asked their permission to go to Puri. He assured them that at intervals he would come there and meet them again and again. Etabali sabakari ishad hasina vidaya karila prabhu samana karina. In this way, Mahaprabhu, offering due respects to all the devotees and smiling very mildly, bid them farewell. Sabha vidhaya dhiya prabhu chalite kailaman haridasa kande kahe karuna vachan. After requesting the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Puri. At that time, Haridas Thakur began to cry and speak some pathetic words. See, devotees cry. Devotees cry. Non-devotees don't cry. So we can kind of measure where we fit in. If we cry sometimes, then we have some devotion. If we're not crying, then we have to cry because we don't have any devotion. We cry because we can't cry. We cry to cry. That's Guru Maharaj one time explained like that in one of his books. We should, when we chant Hare Krishna, we should cry out to Krishna. Krishna, please help me. Krishna, pick me up. Please engage me. Please accept me. But if we can't cry like that, then we should cry because we can't cry like that. Krishna, I don't know how to cry for you. I can't cry for you. I'm so attached to my false ego, and I'm so puffed up and proud. My heart is so hard. I can't even cry. I'm crying because I can't cry for you. After requesting all the devotees to return home, the Lord decided to go to Puri. Oh, so now Haridas is crying, and he's speaking. Nila chale jave tumi, mora kon gati, nila chale jaite mora nahika shakati. Haridas said, you're going to Jagannath Puri. That is all right. But what will be my destination? I am not able to go to Puri. Because he's Mohammedan, so he can't really... No, going to Puri means going to see Lord Jagannath, because Lord Chaitanya every day will go to see Lord Jagannath, and all the devotees will go with him. And going to Puri means I want to be with you. And a big feature of being with you means you'll be with Lord Jagannath. And I can't go inside because I'm Muslim. He goes on to speak. Muni adama tomar na pabe darashan kemate dhariva e papishta jivan papishta. Because I am the lowest among men, Adam, Muni Adam, Adama, Tamar, Napava, Darshan. Because I am the lowest among men, I shall not be able to see you. How shall I maintain my life? Prabhu Kahe, Karatumi Dhanya Samvarana, Tamara Dhanyete Mora Vyakula Hayamana. The Lord replied, please check your humility, Haridas. Just by seeing your humility, my mind becomes very much agitated. Mahaprabhu assured Haridas that he would place a petition before Lord Jagannath, that he would certainly take him there to Jagannath Puri. After that, Advaitacharya respectfully requested Mahaprabhu to show him mercy by remaining another 2 or 4 days. Mahaprabhu never violated the request of Advaitacharya, so he remained at his home and did not leave immediately for Puri. Mahaprabhu's decision was received happily by Advaitacharya, Mother Sachi, and all the devotees. Advaitacharya celebrated every day with a great festival. During the day, the devotees discussed subject matters concerning Krishna. And at night, there was a great festival of congregational chanting at the house of Advaitacharya. The thing is, in the morning time is for philosophy, and the evening time is for partying. Partying. After the sun goes down, close the books. Dai Gaur Harivo! So this is the kind of thing they did. In the morning when it's fresh and the sun's up and your mind is open and your ears are open, and they were discussing Krishna Katha. This is also the standard. If you live in Vrindavan, you'll hear in the morning so much Bhagavad Pad, so much shlokas and stutis and stotras. Then going towards the evening, then around 5 o'clock you hear different harmoniums coming through the atmosphere, and different ashramas are playing harmoniums and singing bhajans. And then the bhajans go into Shayan Artik, and then there's kirtan, and then the kirtans go until about 8 or 9 o'clock, and then they take rest. So the evenings is for kirtan. And it's a very wonderful program, and it's natural because the body is something tired at evening, so the sitra philosophy is like, you know. So it's just like, okay, now it's time for exercise, spiritual exercise, just dance, chant, see the deities, and, you know. And then they take a little prasad in the evening, and next day studying. This is very much, you see this when you live at Radhakund for Kartik. It's like that. This whole schedule is like that. In the evening, so many kirtan parties come out, different ashrams, and their whole ashram comes out because they have, during Kartik Maina, everyone is doing very strict services, what do you call, regulated services for the Kartik Vrata. So every evening all the ashramas come out, and their whole ashram goes and circumambulates Radhakund maybe once or twice with kirtan. And it's really, really nice. Let's see where we're at. Oh yeah, so Dine Krishna Katarasa Bhakta Ghanas Sangha Ratre Maha Mahatsava Sankirtana Rangi Dine Krishna Katarasa Bhakta Ghanas Sangha Ratre Maha Mahatsava Mahatsava Sankirtana Rangi Bhaktagana Sange Sankirtana Rangi Dine, Dine Krishna Kata Rasa Bhaktagana Sanga Krishna. So in a Dine, in the daytime, Krishna Kata Ras. Krishna Kata with Ras. Not just Krishna Kata, but Ras Kata. Sweet, flavor, tasty. Then at night, Maha Mahotsav. Maha Mahotsav, Ratre, Ratre Maha Mahotsav, Sankirtana Rangay.